The soul folk artist Ayo, spelled A-Y-O, is here today. Her name means joyful in Yoruba, and that's the name of her new album, produced by Jay Newland, who also worked on Norah Jones' debut. The album has already made a strong impression in Europe and is now out in the U.S. Ayo currently splits her time between Paris and New York City. Our conversation started with a discussion of her background.
So I think we have to set the scene that you were born in Germany.
Yeah.
Yes, and your father was a student who was there from Nigeria.
Exactly.
And your mother was a gypsy who happened to be living there,
was born in Germany.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Okay. And out of that combination of genealogies and influences comes Ayo. But my understanding is a lot of your love of music comes from your dad being a DJ.
Yes.
And what would he play?
He would play everything that was good from the 60s and 70s. And it was like a big mix. A lot of people, they think it was probably only reggae music or black music, but it was not. It was as well Pink Floyd, Leo Sayer, Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon and Garfunkel, and then, of course, Bob Marley and The Wailers, Peter Tosh, Dennis Brown, Jimmy Cliff.
Right.
Who I really adore. I mean, one of my favorites of my favorite singers, and Donny Hathaway, and then a lot of Afrobeat as well, like Fela Kuti and King Sunny Ade.
Absolutely, and that was all. You were hearing that from when you were just a little girl.
Yeah.
And you lived with him mostly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up more with my dad than I did with my mother.
Well, all that does, now that all you can hear in what you do, definitely, definitely. When did you first start writing?
I started when I was 13. That's when I wrote my first song on a piano, but it was a bad song. I mean, I was not really quite ready. I would say it was a bad song because, I mean, lyrically it was okay, but I think I was just not ready to really write music in a way that I do it today.
Right. Now, do you think seriously about it at that point, or were you just fooling around?
No, I was really serious about it. And my problem was that I could never really tell people that I was serious about it because I always felt like they would make fun out of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, my father, he bought me a piano and all this, and he really supported me. But still, I felt like I couldn't tell because I was very shy as well. I didn't really want to sing in front of people and all that.
Well, I must say, I was halfway through the first verse of the first song I heard of yours, and I just went, oh my God, this is great.
Oh.
There's an ease to the way the record sounds. And I don't know, does that come from recording it quickly, do you think?
I think it comes from having to wait for many years and, you know, all the, you know, the ups and downs, and the fact that I really had to wait and that I had to struggle a little bit before this record has been finally released. And that's the only reason why it took me 5 days to record this record, because I had so much time before to live with these songs and to play them in so many places, little places in Paris and in the south of France and in Germany and I don't know where, that I think I was so sure about it at the point where I went into the studio that it felt so natural to me. And
well, we could set up cafe tables and pretend that we're in the south of France. But, do you want to do one for us now?
Yeah.
Could be much better than today. You know that you could do much better than you do today. But how come you never try to change the situation? How come you always escape out of a serious conversation? Don't you know it can never be too late? To succeed, help is coming. As long as you believe, help is coming. Could be so different from how it is right now. You know that you could change so many things if only you would now. You should know it can never be too late. Just get up and try. And if you fall and wonder why, just try another time. Don't give up the fight. Help is coming. As long as you believe, help is coming. For us to be relieved, for us to be relieved. Help is coming. As long as you believe, help is coming for us to be relieved. For us to be relieved. You always looking for a scapegoat, like everything is tenfold. And never ever you gon' say maybe I did mistakes. You acting up like a wise guy, and never you gon' say why. Like you know everything, and what they say just can't be right. How come you never change? How come you always failing everything you did before, back then until today? And because I'm at the World Cafe, I'm gonna say it again. You always looking for a scapegoat, like everything is damn fault. And never ever you gon' say maybe I did mistakes. You acting up like a wise guy, and never you gon' say why. Like you know everything, and what they say just can't be right. How come you never change? How come you always failing everything you did before, back then until today? Help is coming. As long as you believe, help is coming. For us to be relieved, for us to be relieved. Help is coming. As long as you believe, help is coming. For us to be relieved, for you to be relieved. For me to be relieved, for us to be relieved.
Io is playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that is Help is Coming from the album Joyful, her debut. It's funny, the song is called Help is Coming, but it's not so much about the help as it's about the reason the help is needed. What was the circumstances of writing that?
When I wrote this song, I was inspired by someone in my family very close to me. And actually, my mom inspired me to write this song. And because I feel like, when I write a song, I'm trying to find a way to get through to a person, certainly when it's about my mother. And because I cannot reach her like that, just talking to her. So maybe the only way to reach her is through my music. And I felt like I strongly believe that when you don't believe in yourself or in something, nobody's gonna believe in you anymore at the end of the day. And of course, you're not gonna get yourself out of any bad situation or out of. I mean, I don't know what. You're not gonna, you can't accept that, you can't expect a change. I mean, it's, you know, nothing is gonna happen then. And I believe, that's what I believe, so I wrote the song.
Now, I know your mom has had trouble with drugs earlier in her life. Did the song get, do you have any evidence that the song got through to her, or do you know?
That's a good question, because, the sad thing is that I don't know. I mean, I hope so. Hmm. But because she got still problems with drugs, and it's been many years. And with every year, we take more of a distance, kind of, you know.
Which is painful for everybody, yeah. Especially you, I would think.
Yeah.
Io is our guest today on the cafe, and the word Io is means at least one of the. I understand there's two possible translations in Yoruba, and one of them is joyful. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Beautiful name. Now, have you? You mentioned some Afrobeat music, and your father being from Nigeria. Have you had a chance to go to Nigeria?
Yes. And finally.
Did you play?
I played at the Shrine. And it was an amazing experience because I've heard so much about the Shrine. And I mean, growing up on Fela Kuti, for me, it was unbelievable being there. Because you feel the spirit, you can feel it. And even though, I mean, he's not there anymore, but his kids, they try to remain they're even musicians on their own. And I'm like a little bit like Bob Marley and their kids. But it's like, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it stands for something. It stands for something, and that's it's amazing.
Now, did you play like this, or did you play with a band, or
all alone?
Alone
with my guitar. And I have to say, it was difficult because the people there—they're so into the band setup, and because Afrobeat, it's all about rhythm and all that. And you all alone on your guitar, it's kind of difficult to create that whole feel of a band, but. It was still okay. It was for my video, because I shot my video there.
Well, tell you what, why don't you do another one live?
Okay.
Again.
My eyes, but there's still some room to see the truth behind the lies. Now I'm old enough to realize who was there for me all my life. Nobody was there for you, but you for everybody who needed you. Nobody was on your side except a vice and a drunk addicted wife. It wasn't easy, but you always fought for your family. You sacrificed your life for your kids and for your wife. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me all the time. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me all the time. Sadness covers my soul. Well, I'm singing this song for you to let you know that everything you did, I'll appreciate. And I know without you, I won't be here today. You were always there for me. You are my best friend, Daddy. I know I was unfair sometimes. With this song, I apologize. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me all the time. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me all the time. I would be lost, don't do anything. Go the wrong way, I won't even sing. I would be down, would be depressed. Just hanging around without prospects. I would be lost, don't do anything. Go the wrong way, I won't even sing. I would be down, would be depressed. Just hanging around without prospects. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me all the time. Where would I be today without you? Being there for me all my life. What would I do today without you? Taking care of me.
I was live today on the World Cafe, and well, first we had a song that was a cry to your mother. There's a song for your father.
Yes. So,
keeping it balanced. Now you had your son right when you were making the album.
Exactly.
Did that impact any of the songwriting, or was that all done before?
These songs were there before. Because when I started writing, when I started like really writing, it was more about my life and having to work on certain things, you know, like a workout, like a therapy, actually. And that's when I realized that music was actually more to me than I thought. And because it started to make me become a better person, you know, I felt better about myself. Before, I don't know, growing up the way I grew up, I don't want to say that I didn't have a lot of self-esteem, but there were times where it was a little bit like that, because I believe that your parents, they give you the self-esteem you need. And when you only have one parent in your family and you wonder why your mother is doing what she's doing, and you can't do anything about it, and promising you that she's going to change for you and all that, you start to wonder about the love, you know, that if it's real love or all that. And when I got pregnant, all this came back to me. Mm-hmm. And it even hit me harder than before, because suddenly I was a mother myself, and I suddenly asked myself all these questions again, because being a mother myself, it's like I always felt like I could never leave my son for anything. But the thing is, we never know. Mm-hmm. We do never know.
How did you end up in Paris? Why Paris?
That's a good question. Actually, it was more like I decided to leave Germany and to go to London, because I had family in London and friends. So I moved to London, but then London was kind of a little depressing, you know, because I don't know, it was not the right place. It was the right place for me, but I thought it was not the right place. Mm. It was good because I wrote a lot of nice songs. But I went to Paris then because I had one of my best friends. She moved to Paris, and she's a designer. So she asked me to play on her fashion show, on her first fashion show. And I said, yes, I would come and all that. And I went there, and that's how I ended up then staying in Paris, because me playing at a fashion show, there were so many people asking me if I would be interested in playing more concerts. And so it was actually a very great opportunity. And
I thought you were going to say you got model work because you're tall enough and you got the looks. That's in.
I did the catwalk for her, but I have to say that I'm very clumsy, and and it was more like I used to do that when I was a little younger, because I needed the money and all that, but it was not for me at all, because I don't know, it's a different thing.
Io is our guest today on The Cafe, and Down on My Knees is the one that I guess most people have heard first of all. And
yes.
What's the story behind this one?
Oh, that's a actually, it's exactly the song is the story.
Yeah,
it really happened that way, and the only thing is that people, they think when I say, "Do you really think she can love you? She can love you more than me?" I'm like, they ask me, "So he left you because of her?" And I can only say no, because she could be anybody. It could be a good friend. It could be the sister. It could be a cousin or the mother or someone. But it was basically the story is like that. Just that he didn't leave me for another girl. But actually, this song is a very important song on the record, because it was the reason why I then left Germany. When my boyfriend boyfriend left me and he quit with me, I felt like, oh my God, this is the worst thing. And so there were a lot of things happening before that where I felt like I have to leave this city there. That, but I was always like, I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave. And then when this happened, I was like, okay, you know what, pack your bags and just leave. Go.
Now, where were you in Germany?
In Hamburg.
Oh, okay.
At that time, that was 5 hours away from my father's place. I left him because I had a management there. They wanted to work with me, and then I got an offer from a record label in Germany, but I refused the deal because they wanted to turn me into like the German reggae artist kind of.
Right.
They saw more the reggae music. They didn't see the whole picture. They just saw the reggae.
Yeah, it seems. I wouldn't peg you in that completely in that vein. Although, yeah, from hearing the song, people might think that. So,
yes.
But can you do it tonight?
Yes, of course.
I'm begging, I love you. I need you. I'm dying, I'm crying, I'm begging. Please love me, I love you, I love you. I'm begging, please love me, I'm begging, I'm begging. Please don't leave me, no, 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 no. And down on my knees, I'm begging you. Down on my knees, I'm begging you. Down on my knees, down on my knees, I'm begging you, 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 you. Down on my knees, down on my knees, down on my knees.
Down on my knees, once again, it's Io playing live for us today on The Cafe. And I'm sure you've done that song a zillion times. Do you always connect to the emotion in it? I mean, at least you seem to.
Yes, I believe that when it's a true story, you always connect to it again, because it feels like it was just yesterday. And certainly this song, what I forgot to say before is that I've never been down on my knees when that happened. I've never been, because I was way too proud, and you know, you are young, and then you can't really tell how you really feel. I was really scared of showing real emotions, and because I felt like I have to protect myself, so I would not say how I really felt. And when I went home, and then a couple months after, I wrote this song, and that's when I wrote down how I really felt.
Oh, it's a powerful, powerful song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.
Io is our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.